The Vice President, John Dramani Mahama, has asked Ghanaians to disabuse their minds of the notion that vocational and technical training is for the academically challenged. Rather, technical and vocational education are the key to the socio-economic development of every nation and must be made attractive to the youth. The Vice President said this in a message at the speech and prize-giving day of the Dr. Adlai's Ivy Porter AME Zion Vocational Training Institute at Kliko Sachimaja in the Ketu South Municipality.
The day focused on equipping the youth for world creation through vocational training. According to the Vice President, government has allocated £35 million sterling in this year's budget to retool the National Vocational Institute, NVTI. Government has also created a skills development fund, which is managed by the Council for Technical and Vocational Training, CODSET, to support the provision of critical skills for the youth. Mr. Mahama advised the youth to take advantage of government interventions like the Youth Enterprise and Skills Development Program, YESDEC, Local Enterprise and Skills Development Program, LESDEP, and the youth in agriculture to make them self-employed. The principal of the school, Reverend Samuel Mensah Seto, appealed to government to consider absorbing the school into the public system. He mentioned infrastructural deficit, obsolete practical equipment, non-payment of fees, and a reliable means of transport are some challenges facing the school. Reverend Seto therefore appealed to government and donor agencies for the assistance.
That was a report on the Vice President's message delivered at the speech and prize-giving day of the Dr. Adlai's Ivy Porter AME Zion Vocational Training Institute.